With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A civil action has been filed in the summary court by Tahiti Seymour, who's seeking just over $9,600 from the Miss Cayman Islands organization over alleged unpaid expenses arising from her tenure as Miss Universe Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Chevy Ebanks reports.
According to the plaint, Seymour held a national title from the 9th of August 2025 to the 11th of July 2026 and had a written agreement with the organization dated back to the 5th of September. Under that contract, the defendant was responsible for covering travel costs, public appearance expenses, wardrobe, and the provision of a professionally designed national costume for international competition. Seymour competed in the 2025 Miss Universe pageant in Thailand, and the filing states she incurred costs for clothing, her national costume, and excess baggage fees, which she says falls under the contract's definition of reimbursable expenses. The plaint alleges the organization paid $3,600, leaving a balance outstanding. The claim seeks $9,633.33, broken down into CI $4,400 for wardrobe, $3,333.33 for the national costume, and $1,900 for excess baggage and costume box fees. Seymour also seeks pre- and post-judgment interest plus costs. Chevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The defendant has 14 days to satisfy the claim or file an acknowledgement of service indicating whether it intends to contest the proceedings. In other court news, Selvin Emmanuel Bailey has been sentenced to 14 years and 8 months in prison for raping and indecently assaulting a 16-year-old girl who was visiting Cayman from Jamaica in 2023. The justice found that Bailey abused a position of trust and said the offending escalated over several weeks. The sentence follows Bailey's unanimous conviction by a grand court jury. Government meets with local healthcare professionals as it gathers feedback on a suite of bills. The meeting focused on the proposed public health bill, environmental health bill, tobacco amendment bill, and health practice amendment bill. Healthcare professionals were invited to ask questions, identify areas for consideration, and share their experience of working within the health system. Minister for Health, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes.
Good legislation is not developed in isolation. It is strengthened by the experience, expertise, and practical knowledge of the people who will work with it every day.
The public health bill and environmental health bill are set to be published for public review on Friday. If you'd like to weigh in, you can visit publicconsultation.gov.ky or attend one of two upcoming health-focused town hall meetings tonight at John Gray Memorial Church Hall or tomorrow at Georgetown Constitution Hall. Both meetings start at 6:30 p.m. In regional news, the U.S. military killed four people when it attacked a suspected drug smuggling boat in the Caribbean Sea on Tuesday as the Trump administration's controversial campaign against alleged traffickers continues. The latest attack brings the number of those killed in boat strikes by the U.S. military to at least 227 in 68 strikes since the U.S. began targeting what it called, quote, narco-terrorists almost a year ago. U.S. Southern Command said it's targeting the alleged drug traffickers along known smuggling routes. The military did not provide evidence the vessel was ferrying drugs. The attacks have been condemned as extrajudicial killings by the United Nations and other humanitarian organizations. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Lisa Costello. At least 14 newborn babies have been killed in a fire at one of Pakistan's main state-run hospitals. Officials say the fire broke out on the neonatal ward of the Pakistan Institute of Medical Sciences in Islamabad. One newborn is said to have survived. Rescue operations are underway on both sides of the China-Nepal border after a devastating flash flood swept away homes and villages in northern Nepal and triggered mudslides in Tibet. The Chinese authorities are reporting major casualties. China's Narcotics Control Commission has warned that a growing number of teenagers are misusing prescription drugs to deal with exam pressure. Students are buying non-regulated substances online to cope with grueling study hours, a sense of isolation, and a strict elimination system. At least 50 children have been killed in an outbreak of diphtheria in northwest Nigeria. Officials in Kano State say the disease has spread to six local government areas. Diphtheria, a highly contagious bacterial infection, can cause severe illness and death. A former flight attendant in France has won a case for having her breast cancer recognised as an occupational disease which represents a first for the country's aviation industry. The ruling recognised the role that night working and exposure to passive smoking had in contributing to Sophie Leno getting cancer. BBC News.